This is KUT. There was a little notice lawsuit filed in federal court this week. Lawyers representing six Latino voters in Texas say the way we elect judges for the state's two highest courts violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. As KUT's Ashley Lopez explains, attorneys argue minorities are not adequately represented in the state's high courts because we hold statewide elections.
In Texas, there's a fairly well-known story about a judge named Xavier Rodriguez. He was appointed to the Texas Supreme Court by Republican Governor Rick Perry back in 2001. Rodriguez went to Harvard. He has a graduate degree and went to UT Law School. Later, he'd make partner at one of the biggest law firms in the U.S. The Texas Supreme Court was the next big step in his career. But the year after he was appointed, Rodriguez lost the Republican primary for that seat to a man named Stephen Wayne Smith. Smith was also a lawyer. He successfully fought affirmative action policies for law schools in Texas. Smith told the Houston Chronicle at the time that he ran against Rodriguez because he thought a Hispanic wouldn't do well in a Republican primary. And, well, he was right. And this is not an isolated story either. Jose Garza, an attorney in San Antonio, looked at years of high court elections here in Texas, in particular, elections to the Texas Supreme Court and the Court of Criminal Appeals.
In reviewing those elections, we found that over the last 25 or 30 years, every candidate that is supported by the Latino community has lost.
The Center for American Progress, a left-leaning think tank in D.C., also did some research on this. They looked at the re-election rates for incumbents to state Supreme Courts across the country. By the way, Texas is one of only seven states in the country that elects Supreme Court justices in partisan elections. Anyway, Michelle Jawando, one of the authors of that study, found this.
Disproportionately white justices are able to be re-elected, and both black and Latino justices are re-elected at much lower rates.
For the most part, people of color got on the bench when they were appointed by a governor. In Texas, the governor appoints justices when there's a vacancy. That's when a justice dies during their six-year term or they resign. Jawando says once election time came, these justices were less likely to keep that seat.
What we find are a few things, right? We still know that we live in a time where we have racially polarized voting. We know this to be true. And we also know that candidates of color have unique barriers, including their inability to raise sufficient campaign funds.
And others argue there's yet another hurdle in Texas. That's the fact that these judges are elected statewide. There are 18 high court judgeships in Texas, 9 in the state Supreme Court and 9 in the criminal appeals. And they get elected by the whole state. Jose Garza says that's yet another problem for people of color because white Texans make up the majority of the voting population here, which makes it really hard for non-white Texans to win those elections. As a result, since 1945, only 4% of the judges in the Court of Criminal Appeals have been Latino. In that same period, only 6% of the Supreme Court justices were Latino. That's even as the state's Latino population has continued to grow.
Over the last 25 years, the Latino community has had no voice at the table in terms of the very important decisions that come out of those august bodies.
And this is why Garza is teaming up with other lawyers to sue state officials for the way the state is electing judges for the Criminal Appeals Court and the state Supreme Court. They say the system is violating the Voting Rights Act because it denies Latino voters an equal opportunity to elect judges of their choice.
And the promise of the Voting Rights Act is that the minority community will have a voice at the table in all our political and governmental institutions.
Garza is representing six Latino voters from the Corpus Christi and El Paso areas. He says they're asking a U.S. district court to block the use of at-large elections for these high courts. Instead, Garza says there should be single-member districts, dividing up the state into 9 districts. Garza says as of now, there isn't much precedence for this, but if this case goes anywhere, this could have national ramifications. The named defendants in this case are Governor Greg Abbott and Texas Secretary of State Carlos Cascos. The governor's office declined to comment. The Texas Secretary of State's office says they're reviewing the lawsuit. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.